This is John Walden. In Matthew chapter 4, we read, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil." I don't know anything that's as much misunderstood as this passage. There are some who say that this was merely a sham, just a pretense in order to give us some lessons. This is abominable. There are others who say the Lord Jesus was tempted and could have sinned, but was too strong to do so or refused to do so. This borders on blasphemy. Our Lord Jesus could not sin because there was no sin in him. But you say, how could it be a temptation? The temptation came from Satan. He was allowed to test the Lord Jesus in order to prove to us that there was no sin in him. Over and again we're told that the Lord Jesus had no sin, he did no sin, he knew no sin. He was wholly harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners. And the temptation proves this. Now the Lord Jesus was truly man, but he never ceased to be God. Because he was man, he must be tempted to prove that he is God. The first man, Adam, was tempted, but he was tempted in the garden. He had no real hunger. He didn't need anything. And yet he fell through temptation and through the fall of Eve. Now the Lord Jesus comes, the last Adam, the man from heaven. And he too is tempted. The same temptations are used, and I don't think Satan has anything new in his shop. We're told in 1 John chapter 2, all that is in the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, this is all the world has. This is all the devil has to offer. These same temptations were used with the Lord Jesus. The lust of the flesh, he was offered bread by making stones into bread in the realm of the body. Then the pride of life. Cast yourself down, and the angels will bear you up, and you'll prove yourself to be great. This is in the realm of the soul, feelings. And finally, the lust of the eyes. He showed him all the kingdoms of the world. This is in the realm of the spirit. I'll give them all to you. And the Lord never denied that Satan had a right to. You see, Adam had turned these all over to the devil. He still is called the prince of the power of the air. He's still the god of this world. But the Lord Jesus met this temptation in a very simple and yet very wonderful way. Three times, he said, "It is written." All of his reading, all of his quotations were from a section which can be read as a morning reading in a very short time. Some have suggested that this might have been his meditation before the Lord, his Father, that very morning. Whether or not this is true, I can tell you one thing. The way is open for us as believers to meet temptation in exactly the same way the Lord Jesus did. He didn't do it by a demonstration of power. He did it by using the Word of God. And the sword of the Spirit is still the Word or the saying of God, the one that fits with a particular temptation. Notice he was led of the Spirit into temptation. He did not go into it deliberately. Notice that he accepted personal discomfort, that he met redemption and met the temptation with the suitable word, that he refused to deliver himself, that he would not put his Father to the test. He trusted his Father, and that he never forgot whose he was and whom he served, and then that he rebuked Satan when he overstepped himself. Now you and I are free to meet temptation in exactly the same way. If you're not a believer, let me tell you that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only sin bearer who is perfect, and only a perfect sin bearer is acceptable. In the Old Testament, a lamb could not be offered in sacrifice unless it was free from all blemish. You can't offer yourself your own works to God, but you can come through the Lord Jesus, for here is one that met every test. He was perfect, and yet he died for us. Our Father, we thank thee for thy Son. We thank thee for thy approval of him. We thank thee that thou hast given to us redemption, salvation, forgiveness of sins through this perfect sacrifice. Take our thanks in his name. Amen.